Test 76, Section 3, Question 21. This one, we're looking to undermine the argument, or weaken, so it's another weaken question. And what we get as far as the passage, it's a large elementary school, they studied a group of children who successfully complete this program in which they learn to play chess. So we teach them how to play chess. Study found that most of the children who completed it soon showed significant increase in achievement levels in all of their schoolwork. So they get better at everything. Thus, it is likely that the reasoning power and spatial intuition exercised in chess playing also contribute to achievement in many other areas of intellectual activity. So it's saying it's probably the reasoning power and spatial intuition that is contributing to achievement in other areas. Now, really, our evidence is just they played chess, then they did better. And so therefore, these aspects of chess must contribute to achievement in other places. Well, one of the things immediately that we're getting is a causal claim about one particular element of chess, and it could be that there's some other element or some other cause. So you want to think alternative cause here. But we want to undermine it, this argument. So we want something that's going to say, no, it isn't necessarily true that the reasoning and spatial power, spatial intuition that chess that you exercise in chess contributed to the achievement. So A, some students did not participate in the chess program, had learned to play chess at home. Well, we don't really care that much about those who didn't participate in the chess program because we don't really know whether or not they showed improvement. Those children who began the program but did not complete it had lower program or pre-program levels of achievement than those who eventually did successfully complete the program. Well, I wasn't really sure on this. I was like, I don't think that's going to matter that much because it talks about lower pre-program levels, but it was just that they showed significant increase. And so it's not about starting level, it's about the increase. So I didn't really like B. Many of the children who completed the program subsequently sought membership on a high school chess team that required a high grade average for membership. Now this one I said maybe because that could indicate that maybe it wasn't the spatial reasoning. Maybe they were just motivated because they wanted to get on the chess team. So I'm going to hold on to C, even though it seems a little bit out there. Now remember, on strength and weaken and resolve questions, it's okay to bring in outside information. And so C, I am going to hold on to for that very reason. D, some students who did not participate in the chess program didn't participate instead in after school that helped them reach much higher levels of achievement. We don't really care about that. We're not saying that chess is the only thing that does it. It's just about whether or not the chess did, in fact, cause it, or the spatial reasoning and intuition. And then at least some of the students who did not successfully complete it were nonetheless more talented chess players than some who did complete it. Yeah, but we don't really have any idea on how they are performing and whether that has helped them to perform better in the past. And so really C is our only answer that does it even a little. And even though it's a bit of a stretch, what it does is gives us potentially a different reason for the improvement in their schoolwork, because if they have to have a high grade average for membership on the chess team, well, then that would give them motivation, and so it might not be the reasoning power and spatial intuition. It's just greater motivation to get good grades, and so therefore, C is our correct answer, and like we said, we're seeing an alternative cause there.